Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I always go right to the scrotum. Thank you.
That's in his cam show, by the way. You can see Todd on Chatterbait later this afternoon. That's his go-to move. All right. We had Ben Bailey. Pete Lee overslept in Seattle, but he will be in the studio in about a month anyway, so we'll see him then.
Oversleeping in Seattle.
Exactly. That's a great movie. And
not really.
No, it's not. She's a stalker. Greg's right. Mr. Skin, too. I'm sorry, Mr. Skin with the top 10 nude scenes, which you can see for free right now at MrSkin.com and also hear him on the podcast there. Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com, or just tell Alexa, play Todd and Tyler. Or train her to do that. I'm not sure how it works, but you can do it.
You can figure it out.
Nicky Allen will be here later this week. Greg Warren, Dick Karp, and Sean Gannett and Paul Mercurio.
Got to talk to Jungle Jack Hanna, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's always fun.
It is.
I sat in bed and watched a little, whatever Jack's Saturday morning show
You know, it's
is.
Funny, because I'll turn the TV on. And
it's a wild countdown.
Yeah.
Jack Hanna's wild countdown.
And you were talking about the Hallmark Channel is exploding ratings-wise because people are just burned out because the leader's kind of scary and people are just burned out. And it's
just
holidays.
Political fatigue.
Right, it is. Yeah. And they're bummed. People are just bummed out. I mean, it was just a bummed out time. And so Hallmark's blowing up. That's the same way I feel about Saturday morning when I turn on Jungle Jack.
Yeah.
It just he's just talking to – it reminds me of maybe being younger, even a kid for that matter. And just the animals. I'm not a big animal freak, but that stuff just calms my nerves when I hear Jack just out talking.
Oh, yeah.
It's just his voice.
Educational, instructional
right.
stuff.
Right, right. But Jungle Jack will call the show here in a couple of days. Looking forward to that, too.
Sometimes I don't even get out of bed at 9 because that's when Jungle Jack comes on. So I get
you
out
get
of bed
around 7. Yeah, I get around 9.
And now I get out of bed around 9:30 because that's when Jungle Jack ends.
Stupid.
Yeah. On this date in 1976, Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley received a near-fatal jolt when he touched a short-circuited light rail during a show in Lakeland, Florida.
People have died on stage. Didn't Keith Relf die from the Yardbirds that same
way?
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, he died the same way. He actually died on stage.
But Ace is thoroughly grounded now.
Yeah. didn't affect him none.
He's fine.
No. He always carries a grounding wire.
That's right.
Stuck out of his ass or something. I don't know where you ground yourself.
That's where you put it.
It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah. Whatever works for you, Todd.
can I plug this in somewhere?
Right.
Well, you're grounded already.
That seems to be the most effective method.
You say so.
Work around a lot of electronics. And
that's right.
I haven't been electrocuted yet because I'm well grounded.
In your ass.
Huh. Snow falling across Europe. Don't go there. Hundreds of KLM flights in the Netherlands canceled.
They canceled a bunch of flights. Delta canceled 500 flights to Atlanta over the weekend. Snowstorm in Atlanta. And they're not used to it there.
Yeah, a bunch of flights canceled all over Europe. Snow spreading southward to Italy, causing travel issues all over the place.
None in the mountains. I might not go skiing.
You're not getting out there at all?
Yes, a little bit, but
I got a friend of mine skiing right now. I see it on Facebook. They're out there somewhere. I'll show you off there. I'll find out where it's at.
Yeah, because a lot of places are, 10% open.
Okay.
And I won't ski if it's icy because I'm frightened of ice.
Yeah, I would be.
Some sort of
what happened?
Bad memory or
tell
something?
You later.
Yeah.
Don't ski.
Well, I never liked skiing on ice.
Well, obviously, especially when you hit that pole.
Yeah, that's when I decided I really, really don't like skiing on ice.
Right.
It's never been any fun, and when it causes a traumatic injury, it's even less fun.
You're not going to Denver until after college. Jesus, after Christmas.
No.
Okay.
Jesus, I'm going to go before Christmas.
Oh, you going before Christmas?
Phoenix, okay. I'll go after Christmas.
God, that's right. Okay. So you might not ski?
Might not ski. Well, it depends on conditions.
Yeah.
They get a little snow, sure.
Good.
But I'm not going skating anymore.
Better not.
Well, they do call it snow skiing.
They do.
Not ice skiing.
Well, you do it. If you hit a pole, it's called ice skiing.
Yeah, it's called stopping.
2 years ago, Todd was anticipating his trip. That's a Deadpool name, by the way. Sign up for the new year.
It is getting about a time when you got to sign up for the Deadpool.
Deadpool for next year.
And yeah, you don't have to make all your picks just yet. Most of the savvy players wait until New Year's Eve.
Just put them on there.
Because, you know, they really
You can change it once you put your day on there. Somebody dies in the next 2 weeks.
You got to finalize it by midnight New Year's Eve. Right.
It is finalized then.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to do anything to it. As long as you have your lists entered at midnight on New Year's Eve, they become your final list.
Yeah.
But I bet you a lot of hardcores sit around on New Year's Eve and try to perfect that list.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
try
they
to,
do.
Try to hone it down.
That'd be Craig.
I'm aware of more than one or two that do that.
You do it for the money, though. Your money.
Not this one.
Right, because they're sick of that amateur hour partying on New Year's Eve.
Right. They can't have that.
They got a death pool to work on.
That's right. You have to decide who's going to die in the next year.
Yeah, and decide what's more important, socializing like or that. Getting that death pool right.
Getting the death pool right.
And we're in the
more important than socializing.
Right.
Bunch of drinking people out having fun and whatnot.
You can do that any night.
Ugh,
you can do that the next night.
Ugh.
Work on your death pool on New Year's Eve.
President Trump will direct NASA to start planning to send American astronauts back to the moon and eventually Mars.
Yeah.
He's going to make the announcement when he signs his first space policy directive at the White House this afternoon. The White House said the president wants the U.S. to be the driving force for the space industry. That's nice.
Well, good.
I don't have an issue with that.
No, I don't either. Make it happen.
Yeah.
That would involve a little science, though.
It's a lot of money, too.
Well, that's why he's talking about it.
Yeah.
Those rockets
cut
are
Medicaid
cheap.
And send you to Uranus.
Throw money at that one. Right. That's fine.
Your rectum.
Yeah, sorry.
Or just let Elon Musk take care of it. Yeah. He'd probably do a better job.
Maybe. Celebrity chef Mario Batali no longer co-hosting ABC's The Chew.
Who do you play with?
Amid sexual harassment allegations.
Duh.
They said they have asked him to step away while they review the allegations that have just recently come to their attention.
So you can't be a celebrity chef on a stupid TV show, but you can be the president of the United States.
The Once website again. Eater.
Yeah, because this is not an elected position.
That's right. That's right.
Because he's hired.
That's right.
Reports that four women have come forward with allegations of the groping and other inappropriate behavior while working for Batali. These allegations go back at least two decades.
I make waffles.
Batali told Eater he apologizes to the people that he has mistreated and hurt.
Like Dr. Oz's daughter's leaving that show.
Oh, she on the, I don't know which one she is on
She's
that
on
show.
The Chew.
Okay, I don't watch The Chew. I know what it is. I don't watch it.
It's that guy, Dr. Oz's daughter, and then some goofy-looking chick.
Yeah, she's goofy.
She's totally.
It looks like she has glasses in the nose. One of those fake glasses in the nose, that chick. Yeah, she is goofy. That's the best way to describe her.
Right.
Not ugly, not pretty, just goofy.
That's the most delicate way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I go, what the hell's that?
Yeah, it is. It's no. It's the nose that comes on the end of the goofy glasses.
It is. Some goofy-looking chick.
Jeez. Adobe Analytics says that holiday shopping sales could cross the $100 billion mark this holiday shopping season.
Not enough, Craig.
Not enough. Buy yourself something, though, first.
Some of the top products include Apple AirPods, Amazon Fire TV, Samsung tablets, and Nintendo Switch gaming consoles. About half of online visits are being made from a mobile device. Americans have already spent more than $65 billion so far. That's a 15% growth overall.
Not enough.
Not enough, man.
Well, it's not enough.
It's never enough.
No.
Not nearly enough. We need more.
Well, we need more because the wages are going to go up for those people working in the stores and things.
And that.
Yeah.
There is a new app apparently called Gudak Cam, G-U-D-A-K, that makes you wait 3 days for your digital photos to be processed. It's apparently one of the hottest paid iPhone apps in several countries, including South Korea and Japan.
What's it do?
It's especially popular among female high school students. It's like an old school camera.
Because you got to wait for a few days?
You got to. You only get 24 pictures, and then you got to wait to get them developed. They're not literally developed. You just can't access them for 3 days.
They come back on your phone for 3 days. That's it.
And you pay somebody for an app that'll do that
right.
for
it's
you.
It's a 99-cent app.
Is it pictures?
It approximates the look and experience of a Kodak disposable camera.
They look old-fashioned photos, huh?
Users can only snap 24 shots in a row. Once they finish their roll of 24 exposures, they have to wait an hour to reload the film so they can do it again. Rolls take 3 days to develop.
So you pay extra money for the inconvenience of old technology.
Yes.
So the photos look
You have
old,
to
right?
look through a tiny viewfinder to get the pictures as well. You remember the old viewfinders.
It looks like an Instamatic camera, you know, like they used to hand out at weddings.
Yeah, they still sell those.
Yeah, it looks like an old disposable camera.
Yeah.
So
I got a few of those laying around in the box. I was digging through some stuff, and I know it. They're full of photos, but I'm afraid to develop them.
Yeah.
I really am. I don't know what they are. I know it's
But at the same time...
I know it wasn't naked stuff. I just don't know what's in there, so I don't want to see it.
Right. But you go to parties where... Or you didn't shoot pictures at parties where they didn't want pictures taken.
No, you're right. I'm
there's
sure
nothing
fine,
of that going on
I've
there.
Literally found two already used up Instamatic cameras in some old stuff I was searching through the
basement.
Didn't
someone call the authorities on you years ago?
Somebody, no. Now, what do you think?
Because there
oh,
was
no,
a,
yeah. One of them was...
it was a bathtub picture of one of your kids or something.
My daughter was standing in the hallway, and my son was taking a poop on a toilet. And they're not 15 and 13 in this one. They are, you know, like 3 and 2.
Yeah.
3 and 1 or something like that. And in the background, you see my son on the toilet, and the local Walgreens wouldn't print it, said it was illegal. And I was pissed. I said, "You freaking kidding
right,
me?"
Right, that could have been like his first poop.
Whatever, it was
his
just
first
stupid.
Big boy poop.
Just stupid idiots.
Right.
You know, one of them was my junk. It wasn't my junk. I had an Instamatic camera that I let lay somewhere during a Halloween party. And a buddy of ours took it in the bathroom, took it for his junk, and it was on my Instamatic. And then this one got developed, and they called our night guy at the time and said they thought they had a picture of my junk at the local Target or Walgreens. And I'm thinking, no, I didn't do that. This is mid-90s. I'm thinking, I didn't do that. We found out later on it was a buddy of ours took it and did that. So it was his junk.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't flag you for it.
No. They called. No. They said, "Hey, I got Tyler's junk here."
They probably made extra copies of it.
Yeah, but it wasn't my junk, so I wasn't worried about it.
It's still laying around in somebody's den.
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine work at one of those little photo mats in like 83, 84. One of a college guy I knew. After got out of school, he was doing it part-time.
He would make
extra copies of wedding naked photos, all kinds. He'd bring them in. Show them all to me. Just run them off. Oh, that's a bad photo. Just run them off and then hand them back, pack it back. You have naked photos all the time. Now people just send it to each other, right?
Yeah. Australian Army Captain Sally Williamson has apparently recommended prostitutes be sent to the front line to help relieve stress in serving troops. In an essay called Sex and War, A Conversation Army Has to Have, published on an official Australian Defense Force website last month, Williamson suggested the Army contract Australian male and female sex workers to serve as troops in forward operating bases and air bases.
So are the male ones for the gay troops and maybe the women? Because the women could just have sex with the dudes.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that.
That's true. But you would.
Well, yeah. And when you were fighting over in Vietnam, you know, you get a little furlough. You could find hookers all over the place. I'm sure it's pretty tough in the Middle East.
Yeah, they don't really, they don't give it up.
Well,
I got no problem with that.
If they do, they probably get executed.
Guys are fighting to, you know, maybe die.
Well, you know who does have a problem with it?
Probably the Australian government.
Spouses.
Oh.
Well, no. If you don't trust your husband, that's on you.
No, that's on your husband.
Yeah, no, but he's...
Or wife.
The husband can say no to a hooker.
Can you, though?
I've heard. I've heard. I've heard old stories. Right. Somebody might have.
Show me someone who has.
You mean no?
Sure.
You mean a hooker on a guy on the front lines? You said no to a hooker at a laundromat, Craig. I'm talking about.
It was
about,
in my car.
You wouldn't have said no to her if you were in Fallujah. If you were in Fallujah, you That's might bad. Die the next day. You would take care of her.
Williamson said sex on deployment could help ease the stress of loneliness or prolonged absence from family, friends, partners, and spouses as well.
And you're horny.
Right. As make it easier to cope with living and working in a war zone.
No, I'm aware of Craig's state of mind at the time, and he was pretty much in Fallujah.
Yeah.
Improved intimacy and sexual interaction can help combat veterans with PTSD recovery, wrote Williamson. Now in Australia, sex work is legal, although each state in the country regulates it differently.
If you think that I'm going to masturbate after this, you're right.
They say that loneliness is a big problem for men and women serving in the Australian military. Divorce rates are high.
Yeah. Well, their women, their spouses are back here getting banged.
Well, the wives also don't want to sit around waiting to see if their husband really is going to knock some out with the hooker.
He is. Because he might die the next day. Because he's at war.
Right. We should go with Mr. Skin and see if his sponsor, Chatterbait, could, you know, some of the women throw a few freebies at the...
That's his cam. That's his cam, though.
I know, but they throw a few freebies at the boys that are serving. They'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as good as the real thing.
And I'm sure that's
masturbating? No, it's not.
I'm sure that's what the Army wants to use their internet bandwidth for. Cam sites. You know?
Hey.
We got this satellite internet hookup in the middle of the desert. We're going to use it for cam girls.
It's helping out the troops, and they have the technology. What's it going to hurt?
Yeah, if you serve, by the way, let us know what you think about this story, because a lot of guys we know listening to this program have served and fought over the past 20 years, and you know, actually for your whole life, for that matter, but 20 years, and where you said where the hookers really weren't available.
Yeah, and we know damn well.
I was masturbating with all the sand, too. That must be tougher, too.
Despite there is the fact that there's a tremendous military budget, not a lot of it goes to personnel.
No. There's actually taking away veterans' housing right now, too. That's in the bill.
Those guys are...
You got to read, folks.
Those guys are severely underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
So defense contractors who give a lot of money to politicians...
That'll trickle down.
...can make billion-dollar planes that they don't want.
That'll trickle down to the soldiers making that
Here's
money.
A billion-dollar plane, Air Force. Hey, we don't want that.
Yep.
Could you give that to the soldiers?
Nope.
No. They don't contribute to our campaign.
I guess not. Charlie Sheen suing the National Enquirer for an article it published claiming that he raped a then 13-year-old Corey Haim.
And he didn't.
He says he did not. Corey's mom says...
He did not.
That Charlie did not. She knows who Corey was talking about. It was not Charlie.
Right. This is a bad thing to
Usually,
came out.
If they go after somebody.
They're right. Well, he didn't do this.
Yeah. They're pretty sure that publication is lying.
This came out right when all the sexual stuff was coming out, and that's a total lie, and Charlie Sheen should sue. I mean, he's he does a lot of hookers, but he doesn't do 13-year-old boys, and that did not stick to the tape.
A lawyer wouldn't take the gig if he didn't have enough evidence to prove it.
He's going to make money off this.
Yeah, Charlie says the Enquirer executive Dylan Howard has a vendetta against Charlie.
So he is because the Inquirer didn't get to break the the Charlie Sheen HIV story.
Oh, man. God.
Yeah, so he's suing and blah, blah, blah.
Mr. Skin, Ben Bailey, joined the program. Pete Lee's a scratch. He'll be on the show with us live, though, in about a month. Later this week on the show is Jungle Jack Hanna, Dick Harp slash Greg Warren, Sean Ganant, and Paul Mercurio all this week. And maybe a special guest tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, Paul Mercurio is going to call.
And Paul's going to be the funny bone this week.
And then he's going to show up.
And actually, Dick Harp's here because Warren's going to be back at the Funny Bone over the holidays, right?
Over the New Year's Eve weekend.
Yep.
We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire Facebook broadcast. The podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. And ask Alexa to play the show. All right? Appreciate that. See you tomorrow.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.